Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Dumelang ba theletse ka lena la Morena Jesu. Ke ma shadi mathosa wa le dumedishang gape. Re leboga modimo ga fela a re fana ko motheletse wa ka ba bantsi ba dumile gore in their lifetime ba hwetse nako ya go bala Bible mara ba se hwetse. So rena modimo sa re fana ko motheletse wa ka. Re sale the side of the grave gore re ithute ka dinnete tse di jwang lentsung la gage. Ke gopela gore pele re thoma nke re rapeleng, papa re tla go wena go tsholla theto, go tsholla tebogo, go leboga ka mogau wa gago go o felang o re bontšha ona. Re leboga nako ya go bala lentsu la gago, nako ya go ithuta, nako ya go sokologa. Tate a lokileng go ntse o re kgalemela, o re busetsa tseleng ya nnete ka baka la leina la gago. Re a leboga le gona jalo re modimo re sa tlo bolela ka lentsu la gago, a o lengwale ditlhaloganyong tša rena, o lengwale dipelong tša rena gore tlo kgona go thaga mesepelo ya rena. Re kgopela tsotlhe ka leina le botse la Morena Jesu. Amen. Motheletsi wa ka, re sa sepela ka yona topic ya rena, the wisdom of God. Re lemogile bekeng e fetileng gore ke nnete, when the spirit of the Lord sets you free, you are free indeed. Re badile mantswe a bolelang gore batho ba e leng gore re tseba moya wa Modimo, re mo go moya wa Modimo, we are able to judge all things. Lentsu la Modimo le re, we who are spiritual, we judge all things. Motheletsi wa ka, that is the freedom that you obtain ke o kgweditse moya o halalelang, go o amogetse Morena Jesu o tletse ka moya o halalelang. No wonder Morena Jesu a rile go barutiwa ba gage a re, stay here, don't leave Jerusalem until you are filled with the Holy Spirit, because wa tseba gore motho a tletseng ka moya o halalelang, o free ka tsela e makatsang, o a lokologa. Lentsu la Modimo le re, you judge all things. O no ba le botlhale bja gore mo o yang gona, you know what to do, you know what to say. Bible e re, you judge all things. Modimo gives you discernment ya Modimo, because Bible e re, things of God are spiritually discerned. Bible e re, wena ka o le spiritual, you are able to judge all things. And monate o mongwe gape, Bible e re, and you are judged by no one. Because you are walking in the spirit. Bible, when you walk in the spirit, you do not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Ke Satan a etla go wena go bontsha this forbidden fruit, and eat of this fruit because it will give you wisdom. You are able to refuse. Bible e re, ga o sepela ka moya, when you walk in the spirit, you do not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. You are able to overcome. TB motheletsi wa ka, Bible e re, you judge all things. O ba le botlhale bja Josepha. You are able to run away situations that will bring you to God's judgment. You are able to judge all things. That is freedom, but especially this side of the grave. Bible e re, mo matšatšing a re phelang gona, darkness shall fill the earth. Empa e re, rena e re, arise and shine, for your glory has come. And re bentse re ithuta re bone gore glory e tla jwang mo maphelong a rena. Motheletsi wa ka, e tla ge re hweditse wisdom ya Modimo, because Bible e re, this wisdom was ordained, before the ages, for our glory. It is only when we walk in the wisdom of God that the glory of God is restored upon our lives. So this is the freedom that the Spirit of God brings, to be covered again, for the glory of God to be restored to us, for the dignity of heaven to be seen upon our lives. Ke bolela biale, ke bolela go gopola ebile ke mantsi a pina engwe very opela. Ere, let the glory of the Lord be seen upon us. So, motheletsi wa ka, we are living in an era where the glory of the Lord is seen and witnessed upon the children of God. The children of God who have discovered the wisdom of God, because Bible, this wisdom was ordained for our glory. We are covered in the dignity of heaven. Daniel, Meshach, and Abednego wa dirana wore nka skebe ka ja ditafuleng tsa baetsa dibe nka skebe ka sepela ka dikeletso tsa baetsa dibe. Bible is then you are covered with this glory and the dignity of heaven. Ditaba tse di monate motheletsi wa ka. And Bible re go le jwale, you are judged by no one. You know, you have found your freedom. Go na le pina e nngwe gape ntse ke bolela mantswe a bakreste ba re ge ba opela ba e kwa monate wa freedom ya bona, ba apesitswe ke the dignity of heaven, this glory that we are talking about. But I am sailing on the sea of his love. But I am free. I am free. I am free as a dove. Bible, you are judged by no one. And you judge all things. You spiritually judge all things. You walk in the discernment of God. That is freedom that we celebrate all the time. And the Bible, it happens, we have the mind of Christ. What a privilege as a child of God. So, mamotla motheletsi wa ka, re lo thoma ka gape re boela gape tabeng ela ya go compare wisdom ya Modimo le wisdom ya lefatshe. La gopola gore ntse ke bolela ka wisdom e, ke re there are two streams of wisdom. And two streams of wisdom re di bona from the Garden of Eden. Mo Modimo a neng a re, this fruit in the middle of the garden, it kills. If you eat it, it will kill you. That is the wisdom of God. And then wisdom, yes, Satan, the demonic wisdom. Here, this fruit, if you eat it, it will make you wise. Here, when this fruit is desirable for food, you know, those are the two streams of wisdom. And Mutu, in the Garden of Eden, followed the wisdom that came from the snake, the wisdom that came from the devil. That fruit, and it is good for food, and it is desirable for obtaining wisdom. And what happened? They died. They lost their glory, their heavenly dignity, and they were left naked. And wisdom ya Modimo ya gore, do not eat of this fruit because it will kill you. And if you walk in obedience to God, then that is the wisdom of God that makes sure that you continue being covered in the glory of God. So, give James chapter 3, verse 13, for those of you who are writing. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct. Good conduct in our lives is manifested when we follow the wisdom of God. The Bible is full of simple instructions on how we can conduct ourselves well. Bible, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in meekness of wisdom. Wisdom will always bring you to good conduct. Mama o tla re lebeletse mo lefaseng motheletsi wa ka, rena le bothata ba gore people cannot find their way to good conduct. You know, re bona moral degeneration. And ke bona gore rena ba le ka ba Kriste, we've got a lot of work to do. Let us make the wisdom of God popular again. Let us walk in a different spirit. Let us preach a gospel ya gore Morena Jesu ke yena the restorer of the broken walls of our lives. What the devil is doing in our country, in our nation, in our societies, in our families, is to break down the walls of people's lives. May God give us the strength and the wisdom to stand up once again as people who have been set free by God, to declare to the world, gore Morena Jesu is our wisdom. And ge re sepela ka yona wisdom ye e leng Morena Jesu, we will see good conduct in our families. We will see good conduct in our communities. We will see good conduct in our society and in our country and in our continent and in our world. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from heaven. It does not descend from above, but it is earthly. It is sensual. It is natural. It is unspiritual and demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. Verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, is gentle, is willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Verse 18, now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Mutelechi waka riboni linjula mudimu mo diverse ntjeri dibadileng. E bolela ka a wisdom that does not descend from above. And then hape e bolela ka the wisdom that is from above. Le hopola ke bolela ka two streams of wisdom. From the Garden of Eden. I really want you to understand this so that you will be able to make wise choices in your walk with God. Renali, two streams of wisdom. James chapter 3, there's wisdom that comes from heaven and the wisdom that does not come from above. And Bible, the fruits of the wisdom that does not come from above is envy, self-seeking, confusion, and every form of evil. And the wisdom that comes from above also has got fruits. Bible, the wisdom that is from above is first pure, is peaceable, is gentle, willing to yield. That is where we find it easy to obey God. When the Bible says you must read the word of God, let it dwell in your heart abundantly so. You are able to yield to that truth. When God instructs you in the word of God, you are able to yield. That shows where you've got the fruit of this wisdom that comes from above. You become full of mercy, you know, and good fruits. You are without partiality, without hypocrisy. The wisdom that does not come from God, this earthly wisdom, this natural wisdom, this unspiritual and demonic wisdom is different from the one that comes from above. So we need to just introspect ourselves and see the fruit that is dominant in our lives. Then somewhere, if there is traces of the fruits of the wisdom that does not come from God, then it shows that we are naked, we are not covered. And the only person who can cover us is God himself. And when we walk in the wisdom of God, then we will be gentle, we will be peaceable, willing to yield, willing to obey, full of mercy and good fruits. And in that way, then we will not be judged by anyone when we walk in the wisdom of God, because we are peaceable. Who judges a person who is peaceable? Who judges a person who is gentle? Who judges a person who is willing to obey God at all times? Who judges a person who's full of mess? Hey, Mutelechi waka. Who judges a person who's full of good fruits, who's without partiality, and who's without hypocrisy? A person, such a person, is judged by no one, yet he judges all things because all things are spiritually discerned. Mutelechi waka, nako impeleche rape, amudimu wakotswa lekhono lofatshe.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.